All right, so I want to take a look at fingering and scales real quick. Mainly just so when it's time to improv, practicing scales really help with the muscle memory of navigating through keys. So looking at maybe the key of C, from C to C, fingering from a classical perspective, you have numbers, finger one, thumbs, two, index, middle finger three, ring fingers four, pinkies five. Right hand perspective, we'll just look at that right hand for now. One, two, three on C, D, E, thumb under on F. One, two, three, four, five. And then coming down, five, four, three, two, one, middle finger, three, two, one. So. And then keeping my fingers bent because that's the most relaxed way to play. That's number one. Number two, fingers have different lengths. This is also not relaxed. Have different lengths, so the only way to keep the fingers to have more of a flat and same length response or fit ergonomically on the keys is usually going to be curved. All right, if I were going to shift from C to like C sharp, where I have more all of the black keys in there, 2-3 on the 2 black, 2-3-4 on the 3 black, and then all I need is my thumb, no pinky, 2-3 thumb. One, or thumb, two, two, one, four, three, two, one, three, two. So learning those scales alright, so by practicing the scales, you'll get the muscle memory that you need to improv. And, you know, knowing your scales knows let you know what your options are. But that technique also helps you save a lot of wasted motion and energy. All right, give it a shot. See what you think.